And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 8th of October, 2013. It was on this day, 1956, the Yankees pitcher Don Larsen pitched a perfect game in the World Series, faced 27 batters, not one made it to first base. It is still the only perfect World Series game in history, one of only 20 perfect games in baseball history. According to Larsen, he didn't even know he would be pitching until he got to the ballpark. He'd had a disastrous game in Game 2 against the Dodgers, lasted only 2 innings, allowed 4 runs on 4 walks. The Yankees had been up 6-0 when Larsen took the mound in Game 2, and they ended up losing 13-8. So he was astonished when he came to the ballpark for Game 5 to find that the manager had tucked a baseball in his spikes. It's the birthday of the poet and author Blake Morrison, born in Skipton, North Yorkshire, England, 1950, author of the memoir And When Did You Last See Your Father? The science fiction author Frank Herbert, Tacoma, Washington, 1920, best known for his masterpiece Dune, which was rejected by 20 publishers before it was finally brought out by Chilton, a publisher who had been best known for publishing auto repair manuals. It's the birthday of the historian of the sinking of the Titanic, Walter Lord, 1917, in Baltimore. The book was A Night to Remember. It was a bestseller when it came out in 1955. And the novelist and short story writer Brett Lott, 1958, in Los Angeles. Author of 7 novels, including Ancient Highway, and a couple of memoirs, Fathers, Sons, and Brothers, and Before We Get Started, a practical memoir of the writer's life. Here's a poem for today by Wesley McNair, The Rules of the New Car. After I got married and became the stepfather of 2 children, just before we had 2 more, I bought it, the bright blue sorrowful car that slowly turned to scratches and the flat black spots of gum in the seats and stains impossible to remove from the floor mats. Never again, I said, as our kids, 4 of them by now, climbed into the new car. This time there will be rules. The first to go was the rule I made for myself about cleaning it once a week. Though why, I shouted at the kids in the rearview mirror, should I have to clean it if they would just remember to fold their hands? 3 years later, it was the same car I had before, except for the dent my wife put in the grill when, ignoring the regulation about snacks, she reached for a bag of chips on her way home from work and hit a tow truck. Oh, the ache I felt for the broken rules and the beautiful car that had been lost and the car that we now had on soft shocks in the driveway, still unpaid for. Then, one day, for no particular reason except that the car was loaded down with wood for the fireplace at my in-laws' camp and groceries and sheets and clothes for the week, my wife in the passenger seat, the dog lightly panting beside the kids in the back, all innocent anticipation, waiting for me to join them, I opened the door to my life. A poem by Wesley McNair, The Rules of the New Car, from Lovers of the Lost, New and Selected Poems, published by David R. Godin and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. And by LendingTree, where you can fill out one form and receive up to 5 loan offers at trylendingtree.com, NMLS1136. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.